So if you haven't heard, Donald Trump is running for president. And he's made quite a lot of buzz since he's entered the presidential race. He's now infamously said that he wants to build a wall along the Mexican border and make Mexico pay for it. In addition to his controversial comments, he will brutally insult anyone who dares disagree with him, alienating a lot of people from his campaign, but also capitalizing among the grumpy old fart demographic of the American electorate. With this persona that Trump has adopted, basically anyone could take any sentence, say that Donald Trump said it, and people would probably believe it. The power of suggestion can be highly influential in fooling the human mind. So we're about to conduct a little experiment to see how politically literate our interviewees are. We're gonna say some things that we claim Donald Trump said, even though he hasn't, and see if they'll actually believe it and go along and give their opinions of it. Surely, though, if we give an outrageous enough claim, I'm sure people will see through it and debunk it for the lie that it really is. I mean, come on, people can't automatically believe something just because their interviewer said it was true. Right? Right? So without further ado, it's time for the Did Donald Trump Say That variety 1/10 of an hour. We've got three contestants all lined up, ready to see through the bogus claims and do Boise State proud. Let's go out to the field. All right, I'm currently here with Alejandra, who is a political science major, and I'm going to talk to her about some of the more controversial comments that Donald Trump has said. All right, this is the perfect first interviewee. She is a political science major. She will surely see through this bogus claim. He's really shocked a lot of people because in a speech in Colorado last Tuesday, he said that he doesn't only want to build a wall along the border of Mexico. He wants to go all the way and build one along Canada as well, because he thinks that a lot of Canadian trade is infringing on things that Americans could make instead. What do you think on this plan to build a Canadian border wall?
I think, first of all, as a political science major, we know that building any wall in Canada or Mexico is a big waste of our money. So economically, that would be a very bad move.
All right. I know how that sounded, but let's think about this. There are two still more people who could not be fooled, right? I mean, a Canadian border wall, who's going to fall for that? Surely not an information technology student. Okay, I'm here with Will, who is going for a degree currently in information technology management. What do you think of this recent revelation that he wants to build a Canadian border as well?
I don't think that that would be appropriate, because international trade is something that's vital to our economy. All economies that have kind of a nationalistic approach to trade, especially with a country that has really never done anything to harm the U.S. Personally, I think Vermont maple syrup is perfectly safe regardless of what we do regarding immigration and the borders on either side or trade agreements.
Okay, two for two in the fooling department, but have faith. There's one more student left, and I'm sure this student is going to give the most reasoned explanation into this bogus claim.
All right, I'm currently here with Jarissa, who's going for a degree in history. Do you think that's a good move for him to build a wall in Canada?
To me, no, because recently I have been to Canada. Yes, just because they have legalized marijuana doesn't mean it's all coming from down up there. And the people there are actually really kind, and I have yet to see any indication that they're violent like we are. Comparatively to here, the people up there are much more nicer, and they don't do a lot of crime up there.
Well, that was just downright depressing to hear. Maybe we didn't up the ante enough. We need a more bogus claim to make sure these people will see through it. They cannot have this much blind faith in a person who calls himself an interviewer. So let's say Donald Trump wants to slaughter horses. That sounds outrageous enough.
Agriculture. He said that he is open to the idea of reallowing meatpacking plants which process horse meat in the U.S., which is obviously a little bit of a taboo here in America, but he says that it can bring in a lot of tax money.
I totally, personally, in my opinion, disagree with that. I mean, we already have a lot of issues with our animals here in our country, that a lot of people do taboo things and so forth, and I feel like pouring money into bringing horse meat into our industry is just really pointless in my view.
Many of the people here don't eat horse meat, and they don't see it as something to eat.
Oh, really? No one eats horse in America? I wouldn't say that.
I grew up on a farm in rural California, and I'd eaten some weird things, so I don't mind it.
Oh man, only two questions in and we're already getting into some very disturbing details about the diet habits of people who live in northern rural California. We better up the ante and make sure this claim is so outrageous people will spot it immediately.
When asked about his childhood and teen years more specifically and things that he got into, in typical Trump fashion, he summed it up in three words: I inhaled deeply. Do you think that's presidential talk?
No, realistically, for someone to even vote for a president, you have to feel a sense of connection. And to me, those three words or has nothing that any person could actually be like, oh, yes, I relate to my president and this future president. This is why I would vote for him.
I inhale deeply. The first thing that comes to mind for that is he did maybe drugs, too. A president who does something illegal shouldn't be president, in my opinion.
You know, I'm okay with candidates being candid and honest.
Now, I know we've been having fun in listening to this, and to be fair, the people who were interviewed were very gracious when I told them that everything I'd claim was true was false. But it does point to a very interesting phenomenon that we keep seeing. This can say two things. One, the powerful suggestion can really influence people in what they say. And two, be sure that you're educated before you go out to vote. You might want to do a little research before you head to that voting booth. Stay safe and be informed. I just want to add here that one of the interviewees still claimed that Donald Trump wanted to build a wall between the U.S. and Canada even after I told them that it wasn't true. They still claim Donald Trump wanted to do it. Which a 3-second Google search to all mainstream reliable news sources debunked in 3 seconds. Seriously, people, be informed.